Dr. Langdon is the prodigal son that is mentioned in the Pitt Season 2 trailer, not Dr. Robbie. I know at the beginning of the trailer, it makes it seem that the scene of Dr. Robbie walking into the hospital and these two nurses makes it seem that it's the same scene, but it's not. It's just cut and edited differently. Based on the literal definition of the prodigal son, that is Dr. Langdon in every sense of the meaning. Just do yourself a favor and Google the parable of the prodigal son, and that is Dr. Langdon. And given the emotional arc and journey that Dr. Robbie got in season one, and how Noah Wyle's performance of Dr. Robbie was so commended and universally acclaimed, to where he is one of the front runners for the lead actor in drama series Emmy. And based on this latest trailer, it seems like Dr. Langdon's going to have an emotional redemption arc this season. Or just like Dr. Robbie in season one, he's also going to be fighting a lot of his inner demons as well. And not using, I think Patrick Ball in an interview said this, where he had a crutch, which was the drugs that he used in season one. Now that the crutch is removed, is Dr. Langdon going to be the same doctor skill-wise from season one into season two? And this is going to be way too early to call, but I'm going to say it anyway into the universe. If this arc for Dr. Langdon is anything similar to Dr. Robbie's arc in season one, Patrick Ball might be looking at possible award nominations for this performance if done well. I'm really sad that Tracy Fetcher will not be returning for season two because I really did love Dr. Collins' story in season one. It was already telling when Dr. Collins didn't even return once the shooting victims came in towards the end of season one. So narratively, for her character, it makes sense that she won't be returning either in this world and story. I'm also excited to see some of the night shift doctors in this shift for season two. And I'm excited to see those personalities, how they mesh well or don't mesh well with the characters that we have been introduced in season one. Isanto's going to have a character arc as well, and how are the new first-year residents going to mesh well with these characters too? And finally, based on the trailer, it looks like Dana hasn't quit just yet. I really hope she doesn't quit, but if she quits during the season, I wouldn't blame her at all.